I've got some genuinely exciting news to kick things off. U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs have finally broken a 10-day streak of capital withdrawals, recording a massive net inflow of $221.7 million.
That's a meaningful shift. It really underscores how traditional macroeconomic factors are now heavily steering cryptocurrency markets. This reversal was primarily triggered by softer-than-expected U.S. employment data.
Exactly. That report really sparked renewed hope that the Federal Reserve might adopt a more accommodative stance and cut interest rates sooner than anticipated. It's such a promising sign for the broader market.
Right. Historically, lower rate expectations weaken the dollar and make yield-bearing assets like treasury bonds less attractive. That naturally prompts capital to rotate into riskier, growth-oriented markets like Bitcoin.
It's fascinating to watch in real time. ETF flows have become such a critical barometer for institutional confidence now. Unlike buying crypto directly, these spot ETFs let pension funds, wealth managers, and everyday investors get exposure through their regular brokerage accounts, completely sidestepping those technical and regulatory hurdles.
Precisely. And when these funds see consistent inflows, the providers must purchase actual Bitcoin to back those shares. That creates direct buying pressure and actually reduces the available supply on centralized exchanges.
So this recent $221.7 million injection really suggests institutional players are positioning for an upward move, especially after Bitcoin's recovery from those recent weekly lows. It's giving the community a wonderful boost.
I'm glad to see the momentum, but we have to approach it with a clear head. Short-term inflows don't guarantee sustained price appreciation. We need to look at the structural trends.
Absolutely. So, what should investors keep a close eye on to gauge where this is headed?
Three key things. First, Federal Reserve communications regarding interest rates and inflation. Second, the consistency of ETF inflows over weeks or months, rather than just isolated daily spikes. And third, broader macroeconomic indicators like employment reports, consumer spending, and global liquidity conditions.
That's a fantastic framework to follow. It really highlights how deeply intertwined digital asset markets have become with traditional monetary policy. As institutional participation grows through these regulated products, Bitcoin is truly being embraced as a legitimate piece of a diversified portfolio.
Exactly. Investors who track that intersection of macroeconomic data, ETF flow trends, and central bank policy will be much better equipped to navigate this evolving cryptocurrency landscape. It's a more mature market now, and staying disciplined is key.